Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Backgrounds. I'm like, how the hell do you do that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The so green like, I did it, man. Here we are.
Do you want your name, by the way, on the bottom left of your little box?
Could do. I mean, can I change it? How do I change that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just...
I'm sure there's a setting. Yeah, you can change it.
Yeah. I mean, that might be too technologically advanced for me right now. You know what I'm saying?
But as long as you don't, because it will be on the screen on the, you know, when it's uploaded, I can't remove it.
Yeah, no, all good.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. How the fuck do I, wait, hold on. View profile or some shit.
Probably something like that.
Are you on a Mac?
Nah, this is my work laptop, man. Do you know what? I'm so praying to move my MacBook here just in case everything fucks up. It's just in one position. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In a glass box as well. You only exactly, got gloves on to fucking use
trust
it.
Trust me, man. Because you know what, right? Everything that I've got, yeah, all my equipment-wise, I'm still on like the old, like my hard drive that's got all my shit on there, yeah, is the old, like, it's not, you know, like the, you know, you got the new, the current solid state ones that don't have any moving parts, yeah? Mm. My old one still got the spinning thing in there. So I'm just like, if I nudge that even a little bit the wrong way, everything done.
Yo, you got to be careful. But I remember even back in the day, like my mate had a 2000 XL and then he had the hard drive reader thing.
Yeah.
And it would fuck up from time to time. And sometimes it would corrupt the whole fucking thing, yeah? And 100%. So every time he switched it on, he was just on tenterhooks going, please, Allah, fucking Christ, God, Buddha, everybody, you know?
100%.
But that kind of adds to it as well. Like, he lost some beats, and he had to recreate them and shit, you know, but then he reimagined them in a slightly different, better way sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes you just can't chop the sample the same way and you just lose it.
No, exactly, man. It's always, here we are. You know what? Yes.
Okay.
I've done it.
You are technologically advanced.
I am, man. Yes. Did it change it?
No, it still looks the same to me, man. Shit.
Hold on.
What
if I come out of this and go back in?
Go back in. Yeah, the old reset button.
Yeah.
Turn it off and on again. Turn it off and on again, bro.
Hold on, one sec.
Go.
Oh, shit.
There nice. Yes. That's
King Kashmir. That's it, brother.
Yes. I was actually trying to write God on there, but it just came up as King Cashman.
All right. Spell check.
Yeah.
Yo, yes. As people can see on the YouTube, we have our esteemed guest, King Kashmir. I don't know what to call you. King Galactus, you know, Kashmir, fucking Iguana Man. What are we calling you, man? Bro, shit.
Whatever you want, as long as it isn't dickhead. Do you know what I'm saying?
Let me know if the sound is okay. I wanted to come in on this track. This is probably one of the early tunes that really introduced me to you, man. From the Low Life Main Courses, like kind of mixtape thing they put out all those years ago.
You're going all the way back, man. Jesus Christ.
Is this 2002, 2003, maybe? Something like that. But this is Kashmir Next Level Response.
Before
man.
You play this, I might cringe into the fifth dimension. So like,
no, this tune is bad, man. What are you talking about? I love this track, man.
Let's go.
Did you produce it as well?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. I'm Sons.
From the center of the sun, Kashmir Iguana Man. Represent
where you're from.
Like my laser beam sight destroys my enemies in the midnight. Evil spirits commence battle. Morphine drip straight to the zip. 2000 XL, a strike back to the brain cell. Block MCs and Mike Gary. Hard contact by the sack. Appropriate beat down, niggas just relax. New style to profile, you're docile. Iguana Man moves toe style. Dropping science, raw style with no guidance. Angle of time frame, make it timeless. Main assignments, slay the beast, kill the tyrants. But for now I kick back, hop close eyelids. Writing my rhymes on papyrus. Life is one big ridiculous ride. Collaborate lines like Bonnie and Clyde. My new style makes waves. And even the critics say that it's dope. So I guess now I'm a rap slave.
not me. Brought to eternity, infernally caused emergency into it purposely. Microphone sets get broke. Mechanical animal is the mammal you would start the fire. Dope, dope, and you can quote.
That's I think that Shorty Blitz on the cuts as well, man.
Ooh. With the KRS-One cut.
Mm. Yeah, man.
What do you feel then when you hear that, man?
Jesus Christ, man. That's like, you know what's mad, right, as well, right? Mm. You're showing like some real early stages, right? But here I am in front of a very accomplished MC right here, right?
Yo.
You know, in theme, and you know what I'm saying?
No.
And I'm like, yo, man, it's like, you know, like when you're in front of like MCs, you want to show your like latest.
Yeah. Are we going to get into it? We're going to get into some of your newest stuff for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not Lewis Parker. I'm not fucking producing and fucking rapping over shit like you,
but,
man.
But you kill it though. You kill it. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, if you ask me what I think about when I hear that, it does bring back memories, man, because basically, around that time, obviously, I'd already been doing music and stuff, but I think that was like the initial times that I met Brain Tack. So if you think like back then, like any sort of like, you know, I had no interaction with anyone from the scene per se, you know what I mean? It was just
you had something that come out, but independently, right? Before that.
Yeah, exactly.
Before the low life Brain Tack thing.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So me and my guys, like that I grew up with and that, we set up a label, Receptor Records. So that was the first things we sort of put out.
Yeah.
But I think even before that came out, I think I'd already, if I'm getting the timeline right, I think I'd already done something with Task Force, that Fugs R Us thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So you were based in London, yeah? You've always been London.
Always,
yeah?
Like
south, yeah, or east or
northwest. North, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, northwest.
Of course. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Deep. But no, it was mad because, like, I think the way I even hooked up with Low Life was basically when what we was doing, like when we set up our label, it was kind of like, oh man, it's a bit of a story, but basically. Like, so at the time I was living in Cricklewood, right? Sort of like Cricklewood, but Willesden, you know, like Warm Lane is just behind Cricklewood Broadway sort of thing.
And it's
classed as Willesden, isn't it? But like basically.
Big Brazilian community there.
Yeah.
Right? Big up and, Brazil.
Yeah. And like basically what it was, we was going to Deal Real with Mr. Bongos a lot at the time, mm-hmm. right? And I think one time we was there chilling because it was my brethren's yard and we just ended up all, you know, like staying there basically. We were just sitting there frustrated, man. And we was just like, me and my brethren Carnage. And we was like, you know, let's just go down to like, you know, all the record shops and see if we can hook up with some producers or DJs or whatever. Let's get something moving, right? Mm. So we went around there and to be fair, we got aired by most people. But when we got to like, Deal Real, Pete Real was like, you know, very open arms, welcoming, you know, I'm talking about the original Deal Real, you know?
Yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
Saying? Salute
and
Pete.
Like, he was very, you know, open arms and just like all good. And he told me, come see me next week, right? And I'll let you, you know, I'll let you know everything that I know. Went to go see him the next week, took me down to the basement and taught me everything. He's like, yo, this is how you press a record. This is where you go. You know, this is what you need. Like, what type of equipment are you using? Oh, maybe you should try this. Da, 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 da. He just schooled us on the whole game, right? Mm. And one of the things he said was to go check independent pressing, right? And it turns out that the company called Independent Pressing was Brain Tack.
Brain Tack, you know, yes. He was
so, like, when he heard my record, he was like, yo, do you know what? I like what you're doing. Come and do something with us, like, you know what I'm saying?
A new project, but with him, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was already on a roll, you know what I mean? That label was making moves like in the late 90s, early 2000s already.
Exactly.
When you said you were going Deal Real and you got aired by people, were you like there trying to rap on the street and just rapping to people? I remember them days, man. Like and people didn't hold back. You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, I've always been the type of guy who's like, my eagerness to get on probably you know, preceded any skill. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, just so eager
or,
to get
or
on.
Or feeling of embarrassment, even. You're just hear me, listen to me. You got to listen to me now, like that. Just rapping people's faces and shit.
Bro, I was literally the guy that would... So, like, say, even with Brain Tax, right, before I actually proper met him, I was...
Before you knew who he was, I'll body you, Brain Tax. Yeah. Oh, what, you're going to do a project with me?
Bumpkin.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah, he's from Leeds.
No, but I was calling him, and I'll be like, you know, like most people would send a demo, but I'd call him up and start rapping, you know, putting beats down the phone. I was that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? And like, eager. Even in like, you know, like the magazines that are around at the time, like Touch Magazine and all, you go in the back, right? And then you see all these adverts like, oh, studio looking for MCs or whatever. And you know, they're expecting a tape. And I'm there calling them up, like, blah, 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 blah.
Listen to his rap, yo. Iguana man in the face, B.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I reckon that probably had something. He might have remembered me from, you know, before that. I don't know. But yeah, that's what led on to that, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Deal Real was a huge part of my life. And I remember outside, battles used to commence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when it was closed. I remember Low Key battling another guy who said he was Low Key.
Right.
And and he was like, okay, boy, let's go outside and body bag you, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were all like, yeah. I mean, amazing. Harry Love was there.
Yeah.
I was there. Mr. Sarah Thing. Love was there. Like, Mr. Thing. Yeah, fucking unbelievable. That really great cultural moment for British hip hop.
Hey, and just hanging out there, like having a hub like that, especially before the internet, before social media, like you'd bump in. I bumped into Beatnuts there once. Were there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you don't know who you'd run into, man. You just kind of hang out for a bit and see what happens, you know, and try and catch a tag on the doorway like that without anyone seeing, you know, calling you a toy and shit.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing. See, you lot remember that time.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people now don't know anything about that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, it's a shame, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Because like they missed out on a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of shit, because that was before like online really took over. Online was existing, but internet existed, but you had to go out and it's a bit like Graf. You had to be riding the lines to know who was out and about and who was up and who wasn't. You couldn't just like go on Instagram and see like Rare Tete. You know what I mean?
Did you do enough with Brain Tax to get like into the whole controversy that happened afterwards? I'm sure you're aware, you know, I know with Task Force, with
Rodney, I don't think he screwed you over at all, did he?
Not really. Right? I mean, like, he was always, I can't really speak on anyone else, but with like me and like Verbs and that, he was always sweet. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if you bear in mind, all of the other guys on there were quite established already, right? So they had, you know, I guess it was a different level of business or whatever. But with us, he could have easily bumped us, like, and we would have been like, yeah, we're a low life, you know what I'm saying? But like, he paid us, you know what I'm saying? He gave us statements, he paid us. So I don't know, man. He was, you know, I never saw no funny shit. I mean, he was a very abrupt guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he thought something was not good, he would just tell you, nah, that's whack. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like, even with Next Level Response, right? I was like, do you know what? I got different verses. Let me redo it. And it's like, yeah, no, we just take it off. And I was like, okay, no, it's cool. Do you know what I'm saying? Keep it on there. Do you know what I'm saying?
No fucking about.
Keep it on there. Yeah. Whose project is this, bro?
Do you know? And plus, the thing is, he paid me for that as well. Like, this is at a time when, like, no one had to pay me shit because I didn't know anything, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, so that's my experience of his, but I can't really, you know what I mean?
I mean, from not to dwell on it too long, but from my understanding, I think it's when things started going into streaming that wasn't on anyone's contract. So all the money from streaming was going straight to Brain Tax, and then he fucked off to Goa or something. And then that's when everyone here was here with their dick in their hand going, oh, hey, Brain Tax, you can't, what's up, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but
anyway.
I mean, to be fair, If I'm going to be critical of Brain Tax, one thing I would say is there did come a point where we weren't getting paid anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? So you have to start asking to yourself, you know, where did the rest of that go? Because, you know, if it's on all like iTunes and this and this and that, right? I'm not saying that there's millions coming towards us, but over the years, there's going to be a trickle that's going to build up, right?
Course,
do you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So, you know, none of that got paid to us, you know what I'm saying? But I guess he had already checked out by then, do you know what I'm saying? So.
But it's like a balance, yeah? Like you said, you weren't well-established and you were on a project with well-established thing. And look, for me, that was my first introduction to you, you know? And I'm sure that was the same for a lot of people. So you go, okay, I might not get any streaming money from it, but The trade-off, you know, like, okay, exactly. I got exposed to a whole bunch of people, you know what I mean? And so you've got to work that out in yourself and with your own conscience and you know, and just, you know, it's one of them things. Because I'm not like about doing work for exposure in general. Mm. I'm against that. But when you're first starting out, when it's your first things, then that's kind of what you got to do to a certain degree.
Exactly. And it did help us, man. There's no question being on Low Life did give us a certain level of, like, I don't know, prestige, if you want to say that. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
like a platform as well, like a respected platform.
Exactly, right?
With Farms and Chess of Chess and that on it, you know what I mean? So it was like, bless.
Exactly, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
You mentioned Northwest, and we... and then you, because we're West London, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And this is a very West-centric fucking podcast in general, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
But I know you mentioned to me before that you and Odia were very good friends. Odia is a friend of the podcast, you know what I mean? We love him dearly here. He's a legend, king in the game. And I was asking you about, like, your forays into graffiti. I know we all did as a kid, you know what I mean? Mm. But some people kept with it. Some people moved on to other bits. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit on the early stages of hip-hop. Did you know Odia back then? How far back do you go with him and like, kind of,
I met Odia in like 1993. Do you know what I'm saying?
He was already 45.
Yeah.
93, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, come on, man.
Big old Odia.
No, because you know what it was? So, like, basically, a brethren of mine who lived on Clitterhouse Estate, basically, he introduced me to graffiti, basically. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it was, what was interesting is that, like, so we're talking like 93 or so.
How old were you then, if you don't mind me?
13.
Oh, okay. So you're 1980 then, same as me. I was born in 1980.
So, like, so obviously it was weird because I not long got into hip hop, right? But all the pieces weren't, you know, I didn't have all the pieces. I didn't really know about graffiti and shit like that at that point. Do you know what I'm saying? When he introduced me to it, it was quite interesting because, like, a lot of the people that we was meeting around that time weren't necessarily out and out hip hop heads. A lot of guys were like into jungle and shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're like, especially when you look at like some of the record sleeves and that, like a suburban bass.
Suburban bass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see it's all grass. So I'm like, I was thinking, okay, that's interesting. And then I slowly found out, you know, putting it together. Oh, this is from hip hop. Oh, but jungle does have some kind of ties to hip hop. Oh, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? That was cool. And then like through him, then I found out through my brethren, Terry, I found another guy who used to write hype back in the day. And he knew somehow. He knew Idea somehow.
Introduced
me, man. And then from there, we was cool, man. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was cool because I'd go around to his and then, like, you know what it's like when you think you are on music or whatever, and then you go around to someone else's house and they got these mythical tapes and that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how was he into that back then?
Bro,
he's got all the vinyls and that now.
Bro, let me tell you. You'd go around to his yard and he'd play stuff and you'd hear something new every time, bro. Like, you know, like whether it be like a tune, you know, like an alcoholic tune you never heard. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like some remix or some version of something. And you're like, how the hell did you even get this? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm listening to 279 every week. I'm not hearing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it was amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of ways, he got me even more into hip hop. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, so, man, it's so good to have a friend like that. I had a friend like that in Frizz, man. He had all the shit. I'm like, where are you getting this from? Like I said, pre-internet, pre all this. I'm like, he's taping mad shit, like swapping tapes with people, getting just like collecting shit and then like playing it to you all blasé, like, it's like whatever, you know? I'm like, fuck it out!
Yo, son, this is the new John, son.
Yeah.
No. That's ill.
Yeah, yeah.
And Odia was was on it as well back then, mm-hmm. from 93, 94, on the insides, tag in and shit. And all them DDS boys, they didn't half step. As
he was on the outsides, though, as well, because he was getting, like, just tagging, but on the outsides.
He was killing it back then.
On the steel.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I can see, like, I've got an image of a yard, and there's, like, all the trains, and they've all got Odea written on the front.
Yeah. He was killing it. I mean, it was interesting. That was my whole thing, was insides, bro. Yeah. Insides and, like, I used to call it bush bombing, but some people call it bushwhacking or whatever. Like, that was my thing, you know what I mean? Some track sides, this and that, but you know what I mean? That was my thing.
What did you write?
I used to write cursor, K-U-R-S-A. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, so not like the standard hate or kill.
No. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it was, I think, because obviously, I don't know.
K-U-R-S-A-R?
S-A. Sometimes E-R, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Cursor. Yeah, I like that.
And I used to do the thing where the R would sort of like join onto the S, you know what I'm saying? And go, that shit. You know what I'm saying? but yeah, man. Like, yeah, that was it. And then like, it was crazy, man. Them days there, bro, I tried to... I met Zonk when he was like mad young, bro. Mad young. And like... I asked him about this recently because I don't chat to him, but I just randomly hit him up and was like, yo, bruv, you might not remember, but you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And he obviously didn't remember shit, you know what I'm saying? But like, I met him when he was mad young. Obviously, like we used to idolize writers like, you know, Classic, you know, Rail, you know, all of these type of guys, you know what I mean? From like, they was all clear out us, right? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, North Wheezy, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, man. We was about, man.
Ew. But then you like kind of what's made you stop kind of doing graph? Were you just not artistically inclined, or did you just get too heavy into the hip hop? And was it production or rapping first, right? I assume. And then you went into production.
I wanted to get into production first. I wanted to get into DJing first, actually. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But for whatever reason, I just couldn't, you know, we couldn't get that. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it might have been like a money thing or whatever.
Yeah, too much equipment, you know, man. I remember asking my mum, can I get turntables? She's like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
How much is it, Habibi? £400 for one technical head. She's like, nah. Shut up. Yeah. About a grand with a mixer. And
Do you know what I'm saying? But with rap, you could just pick it up and go, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So it was like that. But yeah, what was the question again?
So yeah, you shed the graffiti going on the inside, bushwhacking, like you were saying. Then you thought, okay, that's not for me. You didn't continue that.
That's it. So basically what it was we used to go, I got quite into it, you know what I'm saying? Was going on a lot of missions and that. Mm. But, you know, got into trouble a few times. The last time was like we was on our way to go and do Highgate Yard.
Wow.
So basically on the way down there, obviously we was getting insides, you know, because we was coming from the Edgware, you know, the Northern Line, so the Edgware side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was coming down. So I think we might have got on it might have been like Burnt Oak or something. And we're just hitting insides. And then a couple of other writers got on that we knew. I don't know how bait it is. So I'm not going to say
anything. Yeah, yeah.
But, and, you know, they kind of joined us, right? Then one of them got off. Now, usually when we were getting insides, yeah, the last stop that you're going to get off at would be Brent Cross, right? Because the next station is Golders Green, and that's like a main station. It's got a yard and all that. Yeah. So we'd get off. Because it was bait otherwise. Yeah. For some reason, this time we didn't do that. Do you know? And bear in mind, we've just been battering, you know, these things. And then so we stayed on the train. And then just as it was pulling into Golders Green, the train stops. Tannoy's, don't open the doors, blah, 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 blah. And then obviously BTP were coming down and we just got nabbed, bro. But what was crazy was like, it could have been worse. I mean, it was bad, but it could have been worse because, like, okay, when we first met up to go down there, we was in my yard, you know what I mean, blazing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like my whole plan was going to do that, come back, I was going to sort out the yard, you know, before mom comes back, you know, before all the craziness. Obviously we didn't get to do that because we was in a police cell. Yeah. But one of the guys that was there, I won't say his name, his dad showed up to the police station with, you know, and my mum was there and all this. And like he was well versed in what happens, right? So he basically took my mum back to my yard, cleaned it. You know what I'm saying? So that when they came to raid
this, someone else's dad.
Yeah, this is another good one of the writer's dads.
Yeah.
And like they cleared anything to do with graffiti. You knew where to look, man. You know what I'm saying? Like any books or anything like that.
They've been through it before, blatantly. You haven't mentioned this dude's name, but I'm assuming it's someone who's done a lot. And so they've probably been through the ringer already.
Yeah. I think you would know who it is.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But so they didn't find anything graffiti related. I mean, do they still have Graph Squad now?
Yeah, there is.
They've got a new Graph Squad, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
So, like, they were showing us, like, pictures of all this shit. It was just, like, you know, it was hard not to laugh, but at the same time, I was like, fuck's sake, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So after all of that madness that lasted a while, I was like, you know what, I'm going to chill. But it wasn't just that. It was kind of, like, a few things that led up as well. Mm. Like, because we, some of the missions we went on were a little bit bait. Like, there was one where... I don't know. I mean, how bait is things, man? I mean, this is not bait.
This is
statute of limitations. As long as you don't mention people's real names, then it should be all right, man.
Statute of limitations doesn't exist in this country.
I know.
I'm just saying, talking about it, but
I don't mean it as a real thing. I'm just saying it's a long time ago, man. Fuck that.
So one of the other things we did was like flipping. So one time we just got the fantastic idea to go and batter Hendon School. Do you know what I mean? So we just went up in there. Bro, we was going crazy. And the thing is though, it was like, bro, people were catching like scratches in the windows and all kinds of shit, bro. It was mad.
Taking
and
then, like, the piss.
It was mad. And like, obviously the next day, like police were showing up to my school. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was just a madness. And then it was just like a lot of like paranoia, like this person saying this person G'd us up and it was mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just like a lot of these type of incidents leading up to that one bigger one. And then I was like,
made you think, do you know what? I'm going to allow it. I had a similar, I was doing graph. I was like skateboarding and doing graph and like trying to find my way. And I was good friends with Saul from Chasing Status. Not back then. He was just like mate.
Yeah.
And we broke into a school. Like we jumped the fence and we absolutely battered it. Like we would like dicks and pubes coming off it and shit. Like the kids kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And
just taking the piss.
We instantly got nicked. Instantly got nicked. Climbing over the wall like these two kids. Like fucking hell.
Shit.
And I thought to myself, man. I'm going to step away from graph and I'm going to try and do this lyric thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the decision I made. But then I got heavily back into graph later on. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, people, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. You know, you get nicked and either you just go, look, this is not for me. It's like too much hassle. Or you go, if I'm going to keep doing this, I got to be a bit more smarter.
Yeah.
I got to be a bit more, you know, deliberate in what I'm doing and not, you know. So that's it really, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But we're here as well to promote your new project that you've got coming out. Is it dropping on the 30th, did you say? Yeah. 30th of this month on High Focus. You've done a lot of stuff with High Focus. Big up Flip Tricks, man. We still need to get him on the pod. Hopefully we can get
him. Yeah, chatting to him yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Man.
Is it called Zero Point Modulation is the name of the album. And it's just a production from your part, right?
Yeah. Just instrumentals,
No, it's like got rappers. Yeah,
got MCs on there. Do you know what I'm saying? I was going to say as well, I need to hit you up, Fiend, for the next one, if you're down.
Yeah. This is like the new kind of £10 bag flex,
So like basically, so that's coming out on the 30th. It's basically, the sound of it is, it's kind of like, it's like hip hop, you know, like samples, all that shit. But all that, like the idea was to do all that. Well, not all of it, but like, a lot of it at like 140 BPM. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was mad because originally, but I mean, the idea of it just, there were, you know, it progressed basically. Like, first of all, it started off with me asking Flip Tricks, like, how come there isn't a High Focus album? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
yeah,
he
yeah.
was just like, well, you know, basically, you know, that would be sick, but like everyone's busy, everyone's doing all kinds of stuff. So it's a bit difficult to put together.
It'd be hard to organize that, man.
Yeah. Shit. Do you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, that would be crazy. And I kept thinking about it and I was like, you know what? Why don't I do one? Do you know what I mean? But like initially, I was going to do something like that. Then it sort of like progressed into, okay, I was listening to, at the time, I was listening to a lot of grime and this and that, as well as hip hop, right? And I was like, yo, like, what if I did some kind of like sort of like homage to, or homage, however you say it, to like...
Pause.
London-based music. Like, you know what I mean? Like bass music. So initially I was going to do like a proper like dubstep, like a grime, like a this, like a that. But then as I was doing it, I was like, yeah, this ain't coming out right. Because, you know, like those guys that do that, they've been on it for like 15 plus years. You can't just jump on it and just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's whole different machinery and shit to make those bass sounds.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of knowledge you need to pick up, do you know what I mean, for that I didn't have at that time. Mm. So I was like, okay, how do I make this more? I love 140. I love like traditional hip hop. How do I make this more authentic to me? And then I started saying, well, okay, why don't I just do what I do? Like sample, you know, do all the shit. And then like I started doing it. And then I heard this one Rock Mars tune called Marciology. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like straight like ill shit. But it was like, I think his one was like 120 BPM or something like that. Do you know what I'm saying? But like the way he did it, I was like, it just clicked. Do you know what I'm saying?
What was the name of the track? Okay. Sorry?
It's called Marciology.
Marciology.
Yeah, actually, check it out. Yeah.
Just quickly. I mean, we won't listen to the whole thing, man. Oh, it's the whole album.
Has it got any drums?
It does, but it's like in the music. You know what I mean? It's in the back. Okay. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, wrong game to the rap game. Got it shaking like the crack game. Black face, padded plain Jane. Blank T with the
paper.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Raw shit, right? Like, but slow. At that tempo. You know what I mean? So that was like the main thing. Once I got that in my head, I was like, I can do that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. And like, focus on it as a style rather than a track here or there. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say as well, like, so, because I was thinking, did you approach this album? But sounds like it's not. Like, you know, you had a shit ton of beats. You know, like, what can I do with all these beats? But it sounds like you started from scratch. Did you have each MC in mind when you were producing the track? Or you were like, whatever works for whoever kind of thing?
I mean, like, I think I just created a, like, Google Drive of, like, beats and that, and I was just showing it to people. I mean, obviously, sometimes something would come up and I'd be like, oh, do you know what? That person would be cool. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when I did Shadows, I was like, I gotta get Flirt a D on there, for example. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I got that one. I down because you sent it to me earlier today, so I didn't have much time to kind of listen through it. Although when I did, I'd skimmed through lots of the tunes. I picked the Shadows one because of the sample in it. But I didn't notice because of the drummer bass, Jungle, and you mentioned Jungle already. I'll play it to your theme. Who else is on it? Dirty Goods
and Harry Shaw,
And yes,
that was the one I listened to as well.
Like, because I didn't hear the heavy sample heavy stuff through it. Like I said, I only skimmed through it, but like it's very esoteric, very fucking, I don't know what words to use to describe. You know what? Let's listen to a little bit of this one here. The
Shadows tune, that's another Odea link right there.
Really?
Yeah, because like I remember being around his house back in the day, again with these mythical tapes, and I remember we just, let's say we was in a altered mind state, do you know what I'm saying? And I remember the tape was like, it had bare Jungle on it, and I remember that sample cut
Valley from, of the Shadows,
bro, and it never left me from then, do you know what I'm saying? So
instantly recognizable as well.
Exactly.
So classic.
A bit.
Yeah, the way you chopped it up is deep.
Operator, no center to the people to the live recording one. See? The man go running.
Let's go get it, splash it, pun them, show them how we living. Money and weed, family and Thanksgiving. Honey, one body, so we get busy. One, two, three, yeah, like Cassie, them pretty.
Come on, that's the second rewind on our
I'm
old.
I'm old.
191. Our second pull-off.
Right, you know, people. Apparently, I just entertain the people to the live recording one. See? Let me go running.
Jack, let's go get it. Splash it, pun them, show them how we living. Money and weed, family and Thanksgiving. Honey, one body, so we are getting busy. One, two, three, yeah, like Cassie, them pretty. But we not drag female in London City. Do it for the gangsters, do it for the hippie. Down in the valley screaming, no diddy. To all of my people, them from in O.C. You wait on demon time, say move. Don't come around looking vampire juice. If you do the devil's work, you are gonna lose. If I spin ahead and get a wheel, that's a DMX one. You see the fire when me have it too hot and it can't cool. Me bonnet and the goofy, them turning a cartoon.
Yeah, you know I walk in the valley of the shadows. Protect your neck in the valley of the shadows. Hold my head high in the valley of the shadows. Control yourself in the valley of the shadows. Yeah, you know I walk in the valley of the shadows. Protect your neck in the valley of the shadows. Hold my head high in the valley of the shadows. Control yourself in the valley of the shadows.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Nothing left, nothing right, nothing right, nothing left. Man, when I step, I better step correct. Stay away from bad minds, cause they ain't the flex. Hide, climb from longer than a plate of stress. Me and catch me on the track, better pay respect. If I jump out the shadows, better hit the deck. Get better wheel ups when I hit the set. Pump up the jam, I'm shorting it. It would sound like...
Yo, those flirt a deep.
Pump up the jam.
Don't wanna see what the pump does.
And that's proper Northwest shit as well.
It would sound like jam. Tell the players, they better jam. Cause the amount of victims in a jam. Let's get that's legendary.
Yeah, you know I walk in the valley of the shadows. Protect your neck in the valley of the shadows.
Yo, you're gonna have to cop the album to hear the rest of it. You know what I mean? Yo, that gave me chills,
boy,
man. You know
that
what I mean?
Was sick.
Yeah. You know, Flirt, I went to my school as well, man.
No way.
Yeah, man. Were like, you a couple of years below, but. You know,
what did you think of the whole, like, because, okay, Flirter is in a lane of his own, but the whole grime thing, like, you know, I was very stubborn against it when I first heard it, because I'm a 90s hip-hop dude. I was like, who's this? They're rhyming car with car and car again car again. Like, fuck you out my face. Yeah. But then I grew to like it then, and I grew to really enjoy it and see it for what it was, you know what I mean? Like, it's pure London, pure mix from all these things you were saying, like, with Jungle and with... drum bass and garage and all this, like a mesh of hip hop and all of it together, and it was a pure London thing came out of it, you know. Exactly. So I had to respect it. But how were you to it when it first came out?
I mean, I found it interesting, man. A lot of the people around me were like, "Nah, fuck all this." But like, you know what I mean? It was
I'm so
But you know, it was like because it was interesting to me because it was like. Like an energy from like young people that they just built out of.
They didn't care. And,
you know, from their PlayStation. They were making beats on the PlayStation. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of them did. A lot of them did. And a lot of it was rhyming car, car, car. It's blatant, we blatant, she blatant, they blatant, he blatant.
Exactly.
He blatant, You're like, oh my God, they're just like taking over my head. I'm just moving. You know what I mean?
But that kind of came from the garage MCing. You know, there was a lot of repetitiveness in that as well. And it was like, you know, garage MCs, they weren't known for their high lyrical ability. It was their flow and their fucking vibes that they brought to the rave.
Is
what made them special. Exactly. You know?
Were you, Cash, were you a jungleist there ever at one stage?
No, I was quite stubborn to that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, really?
The guy I was telling you about that used to write hype, he used to go to my school and that, they introduced me to Odeer. He was like super jungle, like, and he was always trying to show me this and this and that. And, you know, I picked up a couple of bits, but I was really like, at that point, I was like, no, hip hop, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until later on that I started to really look back and appreciate it. Do you know what I'm saying? But at the time, I was very hard-headed about hip-hop.
Dedicated to hip-hop.
Yeah, man.
I think Jungle, with the use of, like, hip-hop sample, like the, you know...
Ragga samples,
when I got my trigger finger on the... That, you know, they were taken from Redman, from Lords of the Underground, and I recognised it from them tunes, and my Jungle mates had no idea about Redman and Lords of the Underground, so I was schooling them on it.
Yeah.
And, I remember... really enjoying that. Brother Thief.
I had no idea about Buju Banton and Barrington Levy and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And that's what Jungle Music did that for me. You know? Now I've got a lot of records of Buju Banton and, you know, And all that sort of jazz.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man.
But I love it.
It sounded so raw as well, man. And then
I was on pirate radio as well, bruv. Sorry to interrupt. I couldn't get on. There wasn't no hip hop on the pirate radio. Ice FM, Flex FM.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? These were like garage and jungle days, basically.
Yeah, we were relegated.
I wanted to get on the mic and I had to pay subs. And I'm like,
yo,
I'm going to do this for I don't want it to be, I want it to be the next Shabba D.
Yeah.
Loved that guy.
See, but you got, I can see that you got, because you got like the, you got the control over the syllables, man. You can do that, you know, the fast shit.
Yeah.
I see it, man. Yeah, yeah. Is that where it comes from then with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CB Hyper D.
Yeah.
Was my biggest influence, really.
Yeah.
There's not many rappers who, obviously Biggie and Redman and all of those kind of guys. And then I'm just like, meh. Mm.
Yeah.
Chess of Chess, Genesis Elijah. I like UK rappers, bruv.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like yourself.
Lyricists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just like, I remember as well, the UK hip hop, it would just hit a bit harder because I'd get all the references. You know what I mean? Like the American stuff, I had to kind of look up. What do they mean? Yeah. Hershey bars. Hershey? Like, what's a Hershey? You know what I mean? Or whatever it was. Like they'd mention mad things and I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Hershey bars are disgusting as well.
Yeah, they're nasty. Yeah, they are, fuck them things.
Bruv, they've bought out Cadbury's.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely bodied it.
Bruv,
it doesn't even melt. It's like,
exactly.
What's this?
That's
an American like Kraft cheese or something.
Yeah.
Has bought Cadbury's chocolate. The whole thing.
Oh shit.
They own the whole lot. They haven't bought it and given it back to England. They've bought it and so changed the recipe, changed the this and that, changed everything.
Oh, fuck.
It's fucking over, man.
It's fucking over.
Yeah, yeah, it's over.
Jesus.
That shit's horrible, man. Never that's no disrespect to the Americans that might be checking this out, but never trust American chocolate, man.
Yes,
never.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure, for sure. Brother Theme, we have to fill out our contractual obligations, man.
Obligations.
If you don't mind, sorry, Kashmir, please hang tight for 1 minute while we do a OCB ad read.
OCB Virgin is made without bleaching from Africa trees, free from dyes and featuring an ultra-thin, slightly porous texture. It provides a smoother experience without altering the flavour of your Ziggy. Lightweight, eco-friendly, and evenly burning. It's perfect for those who value purity in their products.
Mum's house, to your mum's house.
Salute OCB, man. They look out for us and we look out for them. Please go follow them on Instagram at OCB_UK.
Yeah.
We were talking about influences and stuff. I mean, when I hear Cash, I hear Dr. Octagon going through my head. I hear MF Doom. I hear, Cool Keith, Dr. Octagon, like with all the different personas and the multi-syllabics and the raw rhymes and shit. I mean, am I correct in thinking that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'd say, like, in terms of, like actual, like, rapping, I would say that, Cool Keith has probably had the biggest impact on me as an MC. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Definitely grew up listening to Ultramagnetics, definitely grew up listening to, Dr. Octagon basically blew my mind. It just showed me classic. Something else about music, you know what I'm saying?
That trio is
do what you want. You don't have to have any boundaries.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, when people talk about top five MCs and all that, and I always say to much people's chagrin, I say, what do you mean, objectively or subjectively? Because the top five is Kool G Rap, Rakim, KRS-One, and Big Daddy Kane. They are like the trunk of the tree, but then there's this mutant arm that comes off the tree, and that's called Keith. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Always say. And then everything kind of spawns from there. And then there's also the roots of the tree, which is the Grandmaster Caz's and the Melly Mel's and shit. But the trunk is them four with that little demented branch the coming off the side. I've always described it like that, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking so ill. He kind of showed that you don't have to rap about bitches and hoes. You don't have to rap about your chain. You don't even have to rap about conscious shit. You can just be fucking ignorant if you want sometimes. Yeah. And you could be fucking funny sometimes. You can just talk about all sorts of weird shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, he taught me also about, like, doing sort of like concept shit as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before Octagon, I mean, he had concept shit before Octagon.
The Black Elvis and shit like that.
All that kind of shit. So like when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Right, you can do that. Like obviously in other genres, like like you got like prog rock and all this, they all was doing that kind of shit. But yeah. I didn't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got that through Cool Keith, you know what I'm saying? And then later on you start seeing, like even with Doom, you know, you see like Victor Vaughn, you see all this kind of stuff. And like, yeah, that shit's just mad interesting to me, man.
I know you're... So zero point modulation is coming out on the 30th of July on High Focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's it going to be on spot? Is there any physical copies?
Yeah. Vinyl, sure. Tape, CD.
High Focus, don't fuck laser around.
Laser disc. Oxenhide. You know what I'm saying?
Someone was telling me, I think it was Farms telling me about... No, it wasn't Farms. Telling me about a thing that you can plug into and it spins like a CD, but it's a USB. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ray Vendetta. So it's a physical thing.
He would know about that shit.
He would. Yeah, blatantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because he was like, I'm doing a new project with him. And he was like, yeah, let's get it out of physical copies. And I said, yeah, I'll get vinyl 7-inch and stuff, trying to appease you, Maddie. And he's like, nah, fuck that. CDs and cassettes. And I went, cassettes. We're going to have to send someone down to like Argos to buy a cassette player.
Right. Yeah.
And he was like, no. You can get this thing. It's a USB and it plugs into the CD and it spins the CD. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I mean,
is your project going to be on Spotify and Bandcamp and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere, man. Yeah, everywhere. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Spotify, but it's going to be on there.
Nor am I.
I refuse to use it, man. I've always refused to use that shit, but you know, it is what it is, man. And like, kind of, you know, when you mentioned before about you'd link up Odia and he'd have all this shit he'd introduce to you, and I had a mate, Frez, and that's what I call gatekeeping. Because nowadays, when you say gatekeeper, it's a negative thing. It's people holding things from people, you know, which I never looked at a gatekeeper. I looked at a gatekeeper, someone who knew their shit. Exactly. They funneled out all the bollocks and then introduced to you, this is dope. Yeah. Yep. And then you trusted that person's taste, you know. Definitely. That's what a gatekeeper is to me, you know. I don't know why I went on that little rant there. Let me get into, because we don't have that much time. I know Theme has a hard out. We want to do some graph critiques, which we do every episode. We would love you to join us as well.
I've just been talking about painting cock and ball sets and pubes, and the boys are there in the bedroom.
we had a couple of listener questions. Matt, aka Sick, friend of the podcast, he asked, what music do you listen to outside of hip-hop? What kind of genres? Or is there maybe an album you could recommend, a non-hip-hop album or something?
Outside hip-hop, it'd definitely be jazz, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like from the 70s era, do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And if I was to say an album off the top of the head, I would say Weather Report, Mysterious Traveler. Great album.
Oh, shit, I got that in there somewhere. But talking about jazz, I just want to play 1 second of this, man, if I can. Mm-hmm. Wait, where is it? Is it in here? Oh, bugger, I've lost it already, man. Fuck's sakes.
What was it?
Kashmir, the Jazz.
Oh, the Jazz.
That's another old one, right?
Yeah. Thanks, by the way.
I love this track, man.
Why? Do you don't want to play it?
No, it's cool. Play it.
Just for a second.
That shit, just ignore me.
Oh, look at that picture. Yo, the slick talker, electrifying like the orca. To real cast, I'm all up in your feelings like torture. Teleporting myself in a big tub of water to a next reality where I'm dishing out orders. MCs get rearranged like Mr. Potato Head. The major threat snatches microphones, then makes you dead. Only to resurrect as a cigarette. You get smoked, and now a motherfucking lose nicotine.
So I'm assuming, because I did have a question about sampling, what's your favorite genre to sample? Because you've digged into so many different crates, man. Like, I'm assuming jazz, but correct me if I'm wrong.
It's interesting because jazz, like, a lot of people have one sort of idea of what jazz is, but the more you get into it, you realize there's so much different shit there, man.
Bro, there's some jazz tunes I've heard from the 60s that would be a standard 90s hip hop beat. It would work perfectly. Nas just rap over it, it would work.
Exactly.
You know?
Bro, and it's madness. It's nuts. Yeah, it's madness. I mean, you can find so much stuff in so much different stuff, like even with prog rock, bro, you can listen to like prog, right? And there could be a section in there that sounds like something that's not even related to that genre. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I'd say obviously jazz is my favorite. Definitely I said prog rock, but then like you could find like like electronic, like Russian electronic music from like the late 60s. Do you know what I'm saying? That shit's dope. Just so much things, man, that you wouldn't even think about, man.
And are you still collecting records and sampling from vinyl? Yeah, like you're quite traditional in that sense. Yeah,
yeah, but I'm not like, it's not like a hard and fast rule. Like I just get it from wherever I can get it from, man. Do you know what I'm saying? The way I look at it is like there is a lot of purists out there, and I respect them because like they know what they, you know, they know their shit. But the way I look at it is like this: it's like, you know, people were sampling from records back in the day, not because of any purist notion, but because that was what it was.
Necessity. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot tell me that if those guys had YouTube back then, that they wouldn't be sampling from there.
No, of course. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They would. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I just get where I get it from. Like, really and truly, it comes down to, you know, the sound of it, man.
Your ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
And there's something, like, not to get too geeky, but there's something to say about the bitrate and vinyl sampling from vinyl and the warmth that you get from a vinyl as opposed to downloading from a YouTube video. Yeah. It's going to be a lot thinner, but you can still work with everything, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is as well, it's like now, in the earlier days of YouTube, or even in the earlier days of MP3s, you know what I'm saying? Like, MP3s have gotten a lot better since then. Do you know what I'm saying?
True.
So a lot of the time, once you get through the mix process and that, there's not, you know, it kind of like, you won't be able to tell. I mean, I know a lot of people will probably be seething hearing me say that. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, for me, it's about what comes out of the speakers. You know what I mean? It's like, it's either it's dope or it isn't. Do you know what I'm saying?
I watched what's his name, who passed away not too long ago, who used to produce for Queen Latifah and all them lot back in the day.
Mark 45 King.
Did you see his roulette thing that he did on Mass Appeal?
I can't remember it.
He set up a microphone because he picked a record and he listened to it and it was shit. And so he picked a microphone, just like recorded himself snapping it in half and used that as the snare. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's like, I used the record. You know what I mean? But yeah, you take it from wherever you can, man.
Yeah.
Another listener question: what lyrics or lyric have you done or written that you feel that people never truly understood? What rhyme have you said at some point? If you can think of one now, I've put you on the spot, but like, that's gone over people's heads, man.
That's probably like most of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Majority of them.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to my whole first album, son.
You know what I mean? I'm not sure, man.
Because you philosophize quite a bit. I don't know if you get it from comic books and you get inspired from movies and from all sorts, and like, you see something and then you're like, oh, I could put that in a lyric and make it sound dope.
Yeah. A lot. I mean, comics definitely, man. I'm super into that. Do you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Still, yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's like it's just like a source of inspiration, man. There's so much ill stuff in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, depending on the writers you check out, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to comics, I'm definitely more into like the more like sort of serious, sort of like heavy sci-fi elements, you know what I'm saying? So
like 3000 AD,
all of that stuff, like Vertigo graphic shit, like, or like you know, like anything by Grant Morrison, people like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, they're just nutty with it, like, basically.
What's your writing process for when you're doing bars? Are you like, does something come in your head? You're like, shit, I need to write that down. Or do you just get like a blank piece of paper and get a pen and be like, yo,
and do you listen to the beat at the same time or not?
Yeah. It always has to start with a beat, basically. You know what I'm saying? So like, if the beat,
but you make the beat. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. You make the beats. If I was making the beat, I'd be like, oh shit, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to say that. And then I'm going to plug that, and I'm going to say that. Oh my days. The lyric is building in your head.
But you know what's weird, right? I make beats, but I never really rap on my beats, which is interesting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I haven't, it's not something I've really done. You know what I mean? I find it difficult. You know what I mean? Because I guess like when you're in the mechanics of it, you know, it can be a bit difficult to do it. But I think it's just really getting to a certain level with it. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting there now where I could, you know, make it and like listen to it as a beat, but up to this point, it's been a bit weird. Do you know what I'm saying? I can do it for someone else, but for me.
I can sing and I can play guitar, but I can't play guitar and sing at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Still can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mad skill, man.
Yeah. And especially if you're singing in a different octave to what you're playing in, then my head's just like, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck this, bruv.
It's impossible.
It's amazing to see people do that. It's like people that do like finger drumming and shit. I'm just like, yeah.
Yo, that's just true. There are some people, though, with the finger drumming thing who are really good at it, and there are some people who are just trash, but they're quick.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And you're like, but okay, fine. It's impressive what you're doing, but the beat's shit, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like, exactly. Doesn't matter if you're finger drumming it. It's a shit beat, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Haven't we got a game for him? Talking of production, we got a game for him to play.
Usually we do a thing called the graph letter game where we find a letter from a writer and we have to guess, you know, whose style
who
that letter
is.
You know, who it is. But I made this one, I thought, for producers. There's only five or six. It's a snippet from the sample from a famous 90s hip hop tune. I want you to either name the tune or that, but mainly the producer who produced the tune, who used the sample. Yeah.
Okay.
They start off easy though. Well, I think they're easy, but let's go. Check it out. That's the snippet. One more.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's DJ Premier, New York State of Mind.
Hey.
One of one, baby.
Yeah. Okay. That was good. That was literally one. Bling. It's undeniable, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one, you probably recognize the cover. I wish I could hide that.
Bandit, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's obviously Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Yes.
By God knows who. Obviously. That's,
actually, wasn't Ice Ice Baby produced by MC Shan?
I don't know.
No.
Informer.
Snow Informer, that was it. But yeah. So, Pete Rock.
Tom Scott.
Today by Tom Scott.
Yeah,
that's it. All right, here we go. This one.
Okay. So that's Stakes Is High, Jay Dilla.
Woo! All right, that's good.
Come on, bro. Don't miss it.
Was it Marjorie Moore?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't even see this fucking front cover thing, man. Tell you. Ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Okay, yeah. So that's G-Fang produced by Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Woo-hoo! I love Cash Me. Okay, yeah. Every single one. Just giving him 2 seconds. Okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Covered, mate. That's DJ Dave and Romeo. All
right, next one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, theme.
What is it then?
Who
produced that?
The MC's playing.
Yeah, who's the production? Who's the producer? Don't worry about the song. Who produced it? Come on.
I'm trying to get it in my head. No, don't worry about the song.
Yeah, but you're rapping the lyrics.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the fucking producer. That's how I remember shit.
Come on, you know this one, man.
Of course you know it.
Play it again, please.
Come on,
bro, you're gonna kick yourself when you find out who it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm already kicking myself.
What group is it?
Wu-Tang.
So who produces all Wu-Tang songs?
RZA.
Okay, there we go, man. That's what I was trying to get.
Last one. Bruv, I've just helped you out on that bit because you didn't know that, Cash. You know what I mean?
So you've still got six out of six because of me. Appreciate that, man. Handshake.
All right, last one.
That's De La Soul, produced by, I think that's either self-produced or...
No, it's not the one that I'm thinking of.
No?
I'm pretty sure, De La Soul might have used this sample, but it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, go on again. Who else did that?
Someone who likes relaxing a lot. The song is about...
Large Professor.
Yeah, I just want to chill.
I don't want to ill, I just want to chill.
Yeah.
I'm sure De La probably used this sample
as well. They used it on the Stakes Is High album.
It's an ill sample, though. I just wanted to give a nod to the Large Professor. He's one of my favorites, man.
Wasn't there one more left?
No, that was it. That was the last one. But you done well, man. You done much better than I... Well, I expected you to do well. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. It is what it is.
What's the prize, bro? What's the prize?
You get to plug your album one more time on the Arms House, man.
Everybody. A trip to North Wheezy.
Yo, all right. Quickly, I forgot to big up last week's winner of the OCB Arms House goodie bag and also the new books by... Acme, the London 90s graffiti book. The winner from last week is at Roll Forever 85. Roll Forever 85. He wrote, I really need some Arms House vibes after watching that England game. Yes, it was, you know, we got kicked out of the fucking World Cup.
He is a diehard fan of the pod.
Yes.
Fan of the pod. He drops a comment every fucking week. He's signed up to Patreon, and now we're sending him our thanks by giving him an OCB goodie bag.
Arms House to your mum's house.
Salute. Roll Forever 85. Hit us up on the email or the Instagram DMs. Let us know where to send you all that good shit, man. Man, I had so many fucking questions lined up, but like I said, we have a hard out, man, and we can't go on forever. We're gonna listen to another track. I mean, Theme had a track ready, but I want to listen to more from the album, man. Play an exclusive.
Is that cool if we play an exclusive?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But before that, we're gonna get into some graffiti critiques powered by OCB.
So Cash, we people send in these critiques to us us to critique them. They know we're gonna go a bit heavy.
Probably,
so don't...
I've seen it.
They want us to be honest. Honesty is key. It's not about, you know, disheartening people. We don't, you know, we're not trying to make you quit graph or anything, but we're going to be honest with your shit. This is sent in. It's under a bridge again. This bridge, I swear, enough people who paint under this bridge, unless I'm mistaken. It looks the same one. Anyway, it says Rolls, R-O-L-S, greens and blues and purple, black outline, down rock 3D with grays in it, yellows and pinks and reds around the outside, white bubbles. I think instead of highlights, he's only done them on the right hand side of every letter, so it's kind of like just bubbled it up for the fucking highlights, and little fiery bits coming off. You see the flames coming
round. Yeah, I didn't see those bits.
Cashmere, what sticks out to you when you see something like this, man?
You know, one thing I will say is that it gives me an 80s vibe. Do you know what I'm saying? Some of the old writers from then, you know what I mean? Like, I think of some of them, like, I don't know, it's not exactly like that, but, you know, I think of, like, the era of, like, Scene and them lot. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is it the 3D, the Downrock 3D and shit?
A little bit, and some in terms of the colour scheme as
well. The colour.
You know what I'm saying? I'd say, like, you got, like, the, you know, you've got the lines are, like, you know, pretty...
crisp.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? I'm not entirely sold on the lettering as such. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, but it's not the thing that I'm quite, it's not my taste, basically.
It's not cool if me and Cash don't like it, bruv. Rolls, you need to up your letter game, bruv. And you also need to up your fadage. I can't stand this fadage where the bottom of the R is like, you know, a little bit acceptable with the purple. I mean, it's like really shit job, but the S, for example, is, and the top of the O and the bit in the L, like, why don't you just fade that?
Why would you
just put the, it looks like your greens run out on the S for me, and you've just got quickly, where's something else, quick, get the purple, bosh, put it in.
And like this, like he's done a circle here and then like tried to fade the circle. But then here he's done like an inline, like, you know, in curve thing and then tried to fade it there. It's like, you know, be more direct with what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Theme said, this looks like you run out of green. So now you start with purple and all that.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it's well put together. Very crisp lines. You know what I mean? I think it's, you know, situated relatively nicely. You know what I mean? Nothing really outweighs anything else. I think the R has the most kind of flex to it. The L is a very simple L, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with simplicity, but it doesn't really quite match the R, the style.
I think there's too many white bubbles, bruv.
The bubbles, yeah, don't get me started on the fucking bubbles. Yeah, there's way too many fucking spunk bubbles on this fucking thing. Yo.
Look at your reach.
Bro.
The fat part of the R is way too fat. Like, what happened there?
Kind of matched it with the bottom of the S here a little bit, and maybe the top is quite fat, you know, and it's obviously perspective, but the L and the O are much thinner. Oh, I guess the top of the O. But I think it's well put together. This person knows what they're doing and they like what they like and they're putting it together. It's almost like a TikTok, like the letters are almost like one going that way, one going that way, one going that way. Not quite, but yeah. I mean... It's cool.
The O could be like a D as well.
It would be a decent D, to be fair.
Yeah.
It is like a D. It's true. All right, score out of 10. I'm going to give it above average just purely for the technical ability. You know, it's well put together. Although those bubbles, mate, I'm going to drop you a couple of points for the bubbles. So I'm going to give you 5.8 out of 10.
I would give him a 6, but the bubbles and the letters, 5.5.
I'm gonna go with 6, man, because it's not necessarily to my taste, but I can see.
But it isn't average, is it?
Yeah, not exactly. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet, man. Next one is a dub on a looks like a legal wall. I don't know if he did this character, but he didn't send me a photo of it. It says. Seed, SEAD, red outline, chrome dub, white highlights, yellow, one time. Most hated seed. Yeah, no, that's his reach there, bro. I don't know. The S is nice, but the E gets lost in the A, you know what I mean? And then I don't know. The S is nice though on the reach. The outline. Again, each letter is like a different style. The S and the A kind of match up, but the A is like standing upright while the D is kind of doing that. And the S is a bit more funky. And then the E has got the star in the middle of the E and it's gone well thin down the side here.
I'm not sure about that because, you know, when people do the star for the middle of the E, he's in a star between the A and the D as well. So he's like,
he's just filling space. Filling space, man.
Keep it to one star even, mate, maybe. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. And also, I'll tell you one thing, Frez always, because if I do a one time around the outside, I one time around the inside sometimes, and he goes, just fill it in yellow. Like, you know what I mean? To fill in the gaps of the piece and then one time around the outside and add some bubbles. So maybe I would recommend he did that a little bit. He's still not confident. Like, he's well, he's got it. He knows what he's doing. Like, you know, there's not mad.
He's seen a lot of graph because the E. You just can't do that. Like, you see the way it's coming out in the middle a bit? That's when you don't put the star there, bruv.
Put
a star there if it's just, like, curving.
Yeah. That'd come up here, gone in there, and then then back up. You know, you wouldn't need the star,
The A, this lowercase A, every time I've done a lowercase A like that, you give me a bollocking, Amber, because you say that it doesn't actually look like that. It doesn't actually do that shape. It comes more up and down.
I don't know. It can't, because it is what it is, you know what I mean? But it's like, it just looks a bit pony to me, man. I don't know. Like, you want your letters to look aggressive or
funky. You see the bottom bit curving to the bottom
this
right.
This is the bit that makes it look mad pony to me, man.
Yeah, because if you brought the bottom, the bit out there to the, you know, the fatter bit to the outside, and then pull the straight, this bit here is just dog shit because it's not in line with the main bit.
You can't
even see what I'm pointing at, I realise.
I can't see what you're pointing at. Just describe it. I'll try and find it with the mouse.
But you see that bit where the mouse is there?
Yeah.
It doesn't curl round like that. It comes down straight to the bottom, and then the other bit, which is the rounder bit, goes out to the side, to the bottom right. Yeah, that bit comes out into the D, really. I don't know if it's because of the angle of the photo, but the D looks fucking massive.
Yeah,
it looks long.
Compared to the rest of that shit.
You missed the highlight here, bruv, and the rest of the highlight on the A here, bruv.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the bit on the inside. Come on, bruv.
Come on, but again, it's simple. It's a quick one. It's not like he spent all day on this or anything. Yeah, just
yellow is
work.
A bad color to outline, to border in, I reckon.
You think?
Yes.
The one time in, yeah. Yellow is a pretty bad color anyway. And he's not even done the top of the S.
Yeah, the top of the S, he's loud it. Yeah, he's really kind of sent. Like, that's another thing.
This guy's fucking upsetting me, bro. He's getting a 2.
Yeah, because Cash, people send in, they don't send in their best stuff, because if we rinse their best stuff, they have no leg to stand on. They can send this, and then when their mates go, they gun you, they go, yeah, I did it in 5 minutes, so what? You know, it's like, I get a sense of that a lot.
Control.
I think in general, a yellow one time is okay, but yeah, with this one, doesn't work so well.
Yellow behind it as well. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should have filled in these gaps, that's what I mean. Yeah, like to less distracting. I'm gonna go below average, for a dub on a legal, 3.1. Yeah. There you go.
I'm going 2.
Yeah,
Cash, I'm going 3.
Three,
because. You know, I'm being nice for effort, but it's not really my thing. You know what I mean? It's like I think without trying to be, you know, disrespectful, like, you know, I think it seems to me like this guy here or this person is, this might have been their earlier work or their an early stage of what they do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I prefer the reach than to the actual dub. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair. But the thing is, nowadays, man, we don't know if this dude's 15 or if he's 45 and just try and graph, you know, this day and age, you never fucking know, man. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But yo, big up Seed, though, for sending that in.
You have to go plant some seed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you've been jumped into AHC now. So if you send anything in the future, make sure you put up AHC as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
even though we do not condone any illegal activity, but this is legal anyway, so fuck it. Last one, man, let's be quick on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay,
it says
outer, outa piece with a fade around the outside, mad greens and blues, purples, reds, and yellow or orangey one outline, green one time, little couple bubbles, and like I said, some fades around the outside. He's done a dickhead move here. He put his Instagram app next to it, which winds me up when I see that next to the graph. But it's in a legal wall, though, so, you know, I'll let him off.
Yeah.
It looks cool, man. Well executed. I think he sent stuff in before. I think he does graphic-y kind of stuff as well. I think I remember we rinsed him because he did, like, one. It looked like a poster on a wall. And we were like, it's just fucking sanitized graffiti. It just looks like a fucking projection on a wall. It was so crisply done. This one's
like
definitely... More, graph styles. A is cool. I think it's cool, the style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not much I can say. It could have done with some nice highlights on it, though, instead of the mist around it. Mm. I think is a bit messy. I think it takes away from the piece rather than, contribute to the piece. I think the flares around the outside, I think it's a bit too messy for my liking.
Mm. I like the purple stars coming out of the purple.
Here, this bit here.
Yeah.
That does look cool. And he's got a bit of the green as well. Yeah, coming out of the fade. Nicely done.
Again, dodgy, opposite of blue. I mean, dodgy outline color.
Yeah, it doesn't make
But you've got to have big balls to use that color. And he's done pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's used the same green he filled in with for the one time. I don't know if he was just running out of paint or something. But, yeah, it kind of makes it all... merge in with each other. Nothing really like pops, you know?
Yeah.
Needs a bit of black in it, doesn't it? Needs a black.
That's what I was thinking.
Black would have killed it. But he's got rid of it. Like, he had a nice black background that would have popped it off already because of all the light colors, but he ruined it. Like, in his head, he probably thought all the red and white flares will make it look like it's jumping off the wall or something, but it's just made it sink into the wall even more, you know?
Yeah.
I see you agreeing with us, Cash. Anything that sticks out as well?
I mean, I dig it, man. It's just, for me, I think, like, a little bit more definition in terms of, like, you know what I mean? Like, outline. You know, like
a little bit more to definition. That's the very, very good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you're saying about the black is on point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Either a black, but he looks like he's, like, quite established at doing graph. But
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You look at the bottom of the A, the bottom of the U, the lines aren't so great. You know what I mean? The way he's filled the shadow.
A bit shaky.
Yeah.
Damn. And then he left a little black bit there. It should have had flares in it if he was going to be consistent. Yeah, I mean, the letter-wise, they're cool. They're not my cup of tea either, to be honest. I mean, some of it, you know, it's nothing to get too mad about, to be honest, man.
I think it's above average.
Yeah, definitely above average. I'm going to give it a 6.8 out of 10, maybe 7.
No, I'm going to give it a 7 as well.
Yeah, 7. I agree.
All right, cool. Nice.
3 sevens. Lucky sevens.
Yeah. Booyah. All right, cool. Brother Kashmir.
I'm sorry. I've got to take the kids to somewhere at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, all good.
It's all love. It's been an honor and a blessing to have you join us, brother. I've been a fan for a long time. I'm looking forward.
Me too.
Well, I don't have to look forward to it. You sent me the whole album, so I'm going to be checking it out.
Send us the whole album.
Send us, sorry. No, you sent it to me. I just allowed
you. I've been listening to this. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. It's fucking on a WhatsApp group with me on it.
Yo, so which one? I was going to play the one with Flips, or we could play the one with Farmer G. It's called Alive, I think it's called.
Yeah, play Alive, man.
Alive, yeah, man. Featuring... Yeah, man. Do you want to set up the tune, man? Set it up.
Yeah, so this tune here is called Alive from my album, 0 Point Modulations, part Volume 1, and it's got Flip Tricks and Farmer G on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Yeah, boy.
Killer. Salute all the Arms House crew, man. Send in your graph for critique. Send in a listener question. Send in a...
Subscribe,
you know,
comment.
Subscribe, comment, you know, like. You could win a OCB Arms House goodie bag. Next
and make
week,
sure you drop and cop this cash thing, which is on the 30th of this month.
Yes, make sure you do. Next week is the Arms House Graph Jam. So on Wednesday, on Sunday, next Sunday, basically, come down. It's going to be in Trellick, but it looks like there might be rain now. So keep your eyes on the Instagram. The location may change depending on weather, but let's see how we get on. Big up, Cash. Thank you once again, man. We'll leave you.
We've got each other's numbers now, so we'll do something. I promise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be sick to see that.
Yeah, right.
Choose life.
They alive.
This is all your production,
They alive.
Look,
at your ear. So tapped in, I feel at the top of my head's gone missing. Inner mind open wide for the vision. Tired eyes spilling when I high five kicking. Side by villains do drive by killing. Side by chilling. Twilight dripping out like that's hidden. See the belt, I'm lifting it up. Astral plane, I'm skipping across. I am my own boss. I beat the odds, yeah, I am not lost. Call for the ancestors. The lock could have guided me on the right road to bop there beside me. When I'm on the mic, it's rocked. I gotta pay homage. They inspire me a lot. I love this soul. I won't own. It's not productive. Make my goal grown. Yeah, that's seductive. Break the whole world. Get me productive. Electrified vibes. My land conductive. Inductive. Instructive. Only when forced do we get obstructive. Disruptive. Destructive. Just to build it up. Get productive. That's what's up, kid. Come with a substance. Structure and abundance. That's wanted. No frontier. Yeah, now I'm keeping this alive. Cause you ain't trying to die tonight, right? You know, I'm keeping this alive.
Was most of this album made on the SP404?
Some of it was. Some of it was on Ableton. It's just a mixture of stuff, man.
Be alive.
Wait for the final countdown. No things lost need to be found. One man's buried down deep in the ground. My name stands strong with the kings and the queens. My soul lives on in the leaves of the trees and the sweet summer breeze. Got you feeling bereaved.
R.I.P.
I keep this brief. You need to believe that all I see is a room full of freaks fighting for life with a nose full of beef. Sniffy, man so cold, Mr. Whippy. Man got told, he moved like a nitty. Man get battered like cod from the chippy. Oh my gosh, kids run wild like bitch bash boss. Play one blow that made man morse. None of these man wanna die from a loss. I'm staying alive, you won't survive. Man said on arrival, we all can't win in the game of survival.
You know I'm keeping this alive.
Stay alive,
cause you ain't trying to die tonight, right? You know I'm keeping this alive.
Stay alive,
cause you ain't trying to die tonight, right?
Stay alive, stay alive, stay alive.
Yeah, man.
Ruddy.
Graffiti podcast called Aunt House to Your Mum's House.
Look at your ears. I love it. I love it.
Dope, man. Peace,
who
people.
Who mixed it?
Crossbone T, man. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
Yeah, man.
Crossbone,
yeah, you know,
T.
Yeah. Did the whole album, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Deep.
Yeah, it's the guy.
It's been a while since I heard that name.
Yeah, man. He's the guy. He's the guy.
He used to do all my early Carl Hines and MCD shit.
Yeah, man. He's a flipping, he's going from strength to strength, that guy, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
All good. Represent where you're from.